On the morning after the Pennsylvania primary, Senator Hillary Clinton summed up her feelings about her nearly 10-point win on the CBS Early Show.
It was a wonderful night.
A number of political analysts had said Senator Clinton needed a convincing win in Pennsylvania to stay in the race, and that is exactly what she got. Some Democrats were hoping for a closer outcome that would have compelled Clinton to drop out of the race, allowing the party to unite behind Senator Obama and focus on defeating Republican candidate Senator John McCain in the November general election. At a victory rally late Tuesday in Philadelphia, Senator Clinton told her cheering supporters that the tide is turning. Speaking to CBS News, she said the victory would give her momentum for the next primaries and explained why she believes more voters chose her.
They believe that I offer them and their families the best chance for a better future. And I think that's what's going on here.
Senator Clinton also said that her campaign raised more than $3 million overnight with an internet appeal after her victory. Her campaign had gone into debt during the Pennsylvania race, while Senator Obama still has plenty of funds for the next contest. As in other races, Senator Clinton carried her core supporters, voters over the age of 60, female voters, and lower-income voters. Senator Obama again did best with young people, higher-income voters, and black voters. The 46-year-old Obama sought to reassure his supporters late Tuesday at a rally in Evansville, Indiana. He pointed out that Senator Clinton had led in opinion polls by more than 20 percentage points in Pennsylvania 6 weeks ago, and that he gained ground in the state.
There were a lot of folks who didn't think we could make this a race when it started. They thought we were going to be blown out, but we worked hard. And we traveled across the state to big cities and small towns, to factories and VFW halls. And now, 6 weeks later, we closed the gap. We rallied people of every age and race and background to the cause. And whether they were inspired for the first time or for the first time in a long time, we registered a record number of voters. And it is those new voters who will lead our party to victory in November.
But before either candidate can turn their sights on the November election against Senator McCain, Democrats must decide which one of them is the nominee. There are 9 more contests between now and early June, starting with primaries in North Carolina and Indiana on May 6th. Senator Obama is heavily favored to win in North Carolina, and Senator Clinton currently has a slight lead in most voter surveys in Indiana. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Washington.